This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry designed for you to fail. Before we start part two of Liz's story, I wanted to come on here and give you guys a content warning. In this episode, we break down the deceptive and dangerous dealings of Mr. Dr. Donald Gary Young, founder of the multi-level marketing company, Young Living. We talk about many things that may be triggering to people in this episode, so please listen at your own discretion.
When I broke my leg and I needed to go back to school, and because I got a lot of unemployment extensions, I was like, damn, I need to make this count. And so that's where I went to beauty school. And so
beauty school is an amazing, cheap way, and not cheap compared to a four-year college or a doctorate or a master's or anything like that, in terms of getting a certification that you can literally use for the rest of your life. It is a skill you will never lose until you just physically can't do it anymore. I'm 20 years in and I'm going strong. So yeah, it's amazing and it's easy. You can do it at night. You can do it part-time. You can do it full-time. It all depends. It's an hour-based thing. In California, it's 1600 hours and you get your test. You get your license every 2 years. It's like $50. It's super easy. And you can work anything. You could even work in a beauty supply with a license. You could work as a rep. You could work for a hair company. You could work as a receptionist. Like, there's so many opportunities to getting a cosmetology or an esthetician or a manicurist license that opens up so many doors. And it's a manicurist license takes 3 months.
Manicurist license takes three months now.
You could get your license and be done before you even realize that you were in a scam, like before the 3 months hit and you were like, what? You could have your nail tech license in 3 months and have a legitimate job working your own hours in a salon.
Absolutely.
Making, you know, upwards of $60 an hour. I know people that make way more than I do. I'm sort of like, that's where I feel comfortable, where people come back to me. But you own your own business. You're a booth renter or commission-based or whatever. There's so many options in the beauty industry. And I don't know why people don't take more advantage of it. It's just a fantastic, everyone needs haircuts, literally.
Yeah, everyone
and if, needs and if there haircuts, was nothing everyone that taught me in the pandemic that everyone needs haircuts, it was be closed during the pandemic and answering phone calls of my clients that are like, so I cut my bangs and I don't know what to do now. And I'm like, send me a picture. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go to
put on a hat.
And you're going to get a headband and a box of bobby pins. Go on Google and type in how to do easy updos with bobby pins. And that's what we're going to do until your bangs grow out. I'm sorry. I bought a bleach kit and my hair's orange. What do I do now? And I'm like, get a hat. And as soon as we're open, I'll fix you. May the odds be ever. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That was this is a recession proof industry, but not a pandemic proof industry. You go to beauty school and you decide, I'm going to go to beauty school. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to do this legit thing.
I went to beauty school and I was, you know, I went full time, and because I had to go to school Saturdays, that meant I couldn't go to the seminars on Saturdays anymore.
Wow.
So that was out the window. And
what a cool cause and effect, right? You didn't even know that you were removing yourself from the cult by going to beauty school. And it just was like a weird, like, I can't go.
She did.
Oh, they did. Of course they did.
And like, and it was so shitty because if you're my friend, you would support that I'm going back to school. But no.
Right, like, wouldn't your friend want the you to better yourself? Like, being a hairstylist shouldn't take anything away from selling herbal supplements, you know?
Well, that's what she thought, because she was like, oh, you can sell this to your friends at school. You can recruit people at your school. And the school that I went to was like not the best environment. I was there for one objective and one objective only, and I was to go to school, get my license, and bounce. And
did you go to a fancy beauty school, or did you go to like a basic one? I went to a basic one, but I know about the fancy ones.
Well, I went to a Marinello.
Okay, so yeah,
and if
I
you know
went
about
to
Marinello.
A,
yeah, they closed down because they too were being shady.
I went to a local, there's three here in San Diego. They're all sister schools. Yeah. And it was, it wasn't a Marinello, but it was called J Boutique, and it was in El Cajon, California. It is now bought by somebody else, and it's another beauty school of some other whatever. But yeah, I do remember the Marinello,
Marinello scam
commercials. And here's the other thing about beauty school. Marinello? You don't need to go to like an academy. Beauty school literally is to learn state board and to pass your state boards. Like once you pass state board, you get into a salon, get a good job, as someone's assistant or something, and just absorb everything like a little sponge. Can I watch you do those highlights? Can I ask you questions while you do those highlights? How can we do them like that? Why do you put it on the root first? How can we do it like this? You know what I mean? So just go to if you're thinking about going to beauty school as a legitimate job, just go to the one you can afford. Don't go into debt going to like, and I worked for Paul Mitchell. So don't go into debt going to like a JPMS, like the school or a TG school.
Go to a community,
any of these
college.
Like Aveda institutes, like they are so expensive. Unless you're planning on being a Paul Mitchell educator in a Paul Mitchell salon that uses only exclusively Paul Mitchell, go anywhere. Unless you're going to be an Aveda only,
go to
any of these
college.
Really fancy.
Get a Pell Grant. Get a Pell Grant. Go to a community college.
Community colleges or small local beauty schools that aren't scams. You should not be going into debt to go to beauty school.
No, not
don't,
at
don't
all.
Go to those big institutions unless that's where your 100% goal is to do platform artistry and like be something in someone. But I did that too, and there's not a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
The money is standing behind the chair, covering those little grays every 4 weeks.
And even that, even that is like kind of toxic in the beauty, like all the platform artistry and all these big name brands like Hattori Hanzo. I feel like they are the MLM.
I have a pair of those.
So do I have two.
I think they were like $750. And I was like, okay. And I think I got like the cheapest ones I could.
That's a whole other scam. Did you know about that?
I probably figured it out without even knowing about it. But there's a guy that
discovered him, and then 2 years ago at the Long Beach Hair Show, they had to escort him out because he had a picket sign.
Oh my God, I missed that.
Dude,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. This is like hair industry like
death
drama.
Threat.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
I'll have to look into that. That's a whole nother thing.
You
go to beauty school and your upline's like recruit your classmates and you're like, that seems scammy. Like,
not even. I was like, I'm going to school with a lot of like newly 18-year-olds, a lot
people
of
people that don't
like
have a ton of money for this.
Parents, a lot of people that are in and out of like prison programs, because this school did prey on a lot of people that were out of work, were single parents that needed like child care, so they offered part-time. They preyed on high school dropouts. Oh, you don't have a diploma? Let's get your GED. Let's falsify your scores, whether or not you pass for real, and get you your GED. Yeah. That's where they got popped.
Dang, man. That's a whole another scam inside of another scam.
Yeah.
So you're in beauty school, you're learning all this stuff. You're working towards your state boards. You're doing your mock boards and all that stuff. You're getting close to taking, at what point did you tell Herbalife to kick rocks?
Probably a few years after. It was a few years after, because I was still whatever, like not real. I was in some contact with my upline. And so they changed the business plan a few years after I had finished going to school. And by that time I was, you know, full-time booth ramp behind my chair. And, you know, the $901 that World Team was making in a year, I was making that in like a week. And
yeah, you could make that in 2 or 3 busy days.
Days, yeah.
Yeah, I come home from the salon and it's like, how was it? And I was like, paid my car payment today. Like that, handled yeah. that. Like, yeah, you can.
Or sometimes really I'll do laundry and it's a lot of bills. It's like, oh shit, who tipped me?
The other day I was like in my purse and I was going through the money in my wallet and I looked at the bottom of my purse and there's like all these 20s. And I was like, oh, I guess I forgot to put it in the wallet. And I was like,
yeah,
secret money I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
It's, I need $20 bills in the wash machine. Yeah. Hairstyling is a good job.
It is. And I'm glad I went. And so when they changed the marketing plan, and I think it was, I feel like it was as a result of this whole court case.
Oh, 100%. 100% so, the changes. I think it was, yeah, 100%.
Anytime there's changes
or laws, they yeah. have to change things.
There was a change in the website where it's the same account, but you change the setting on your account that you're either a distributor, so you're doing the business and you're getting a 1090, whatever, you're getting tax on your purchases. Or you're a VIP client and you're not doing the business, you're just for consumption only. So if you notice now that they're signing people up, as VIP, so that they're basically essentially doing what I wanted to begin with, is just consume the product for the discount, because people want that, whatever. And so I was still at my 50% and I was like, sweet, like I could still consume my product and not worry about taxes. And so I had changed my account to that for my taxes. And so yeah,
because that was more what was going on anyway. You didn't really want to be selling.
Yeah.
So you changed it over, and what happened? What did your upline have to say about that?
She must have certainly gotten notified.
Most likely almost immediately.
Yeah. And so she texted me like not 5 minutes after I clicked that little button. And it was, oh, so you're switching for product consumption only? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, and so she asked me the same rephrased question. She's like, just to make sure, you're not wanting to do the business anymore? And I'm like, no. And okay, so then you're just going to have the product. And I said, yes. So you know you're going to lose your supervisors underneath you. And I'm like, I haven't had supervisors for a long time, but whatever. And I was
like you're gonna lose all the people under you, and you're like, I don't have anyone under me.
I'm like, I am my own supervisor, whatever. Like, I'm like, yes to all of this. You could have my people. And like, that was that. I never heard from her again.
Wow. Until she tagged you 10 years later in that post.
Until she tagged me months ago in that picture, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck.
Wow. That's incredible. So you just slowly said done, and you just slowly trickled out and eventually weren't involved with Herbalife at all.
Mm-mm.
But you didn't learn your lesson because you thought, okay, there's another business that maybe looks better. You went where?
Young Living. But I didn't work the business. I just wanted the oils.
Right.
That was
a kidnapper.
Yeah, I was.
Did you ever sell any Young Living oils?
No.
Never pushed it like on anybody at all. You were like, no, I literally just want the
discount. Hell no, because I'm like, what? I just want to smell good. Like, there's an oil that I love that, like, it smells like perfume.
Is it like a Young
Joy?
Living?
It's
a Young Living exclusive.
It's
blend.
Like a blend. Okay. Yeah, it smells so good. But you know what? Before I quit, I bought another bottle, and I'm good till I'm dead. So because all you need is like a drop.
So what made you decide to? Right, you only need like a drop or two, especially if you put it in like a carrier oil, then it goes even longer and farther. What made you decide to join Young Living as opposed to just like going to Whole Foods and buying like Araucasia or something online like plant therapy? Like, what made you decide to do Young Living's like an MLM again, other than like sourcing your oils somewhere else? You just pure ignorance on the topic of essential oils.
I didn't know to go to like Whole Foods at the time. We didn't have a Whole Foods. There was like, we didn't have like many like health food stores.
Right. So where you lived, you just didn't have that around.
There's one health food store. And I did try a couple of their oils and I was just like, oh, whatever. And so I had a client who I was seeing in my chair and she like, I was like, you smell really good. And she's like, oh, it's my oils. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And like I bought an oil, she was supporting my business and I bought an oil for her. And you know, she gave me the bill and I'm like, all right, it's a little wild that this is $40, but I just charged you
$40
whatever.
$40 for one oil. I mean, yeah. I guess if you're wearing it as perfume, the thing could be like, well, it's pretty comparable what you would pay for a bottle of perfume oil. You probably get a bit bigger of a bottle, but you know, there's that. Well, it's kind of, you would pay the same for perfume oil. So you decided to sign up for the discount.
Not under her.
Oh, probably good. Probably not good to mix business with pleasure.
No, she was crazy.
She probably didn't ever want you to do her hair again if she found out you signed up under somebody else and not her.
Well, no, she was crazy. Like she would bring her husband in and she was helicopter wife over the husband. Like, no, I
helicopter haircut
cut
wife.
Wait, yeah.
Oh,
dude.
That is such a
she
real thing.
She was that woman.
Women out there that go to the hair salon with your husbands, please stop.
Yeah,
please
seriously.
Stop. Please don't stand next to me and dictate what you want. I guarantee you that the haircut will look stupid. If you tell me how to do it, you are not a hairstylist.
Yeah.
Also, not know anything.
Your man.
And I don't want your man at all. I just want to razz him for 30 minutes and tease him and laugh and joke and make jokes and give him a good haircut and see him in 4 weeks. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And the money too.
When
people dictate their haircuts to me, again, we're going right back to hair, but when people dictate their haircuts to me, like, okay, I want it shorter here. I want it shorter. They come back the next time. They're like, that was the worst haircut you ever gave me. I said, girlfriend, you gave yourself that haircut, not me.
Yeah.
If you're going to let me cut your hair, let me cut your hair. They go, okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm sorry you had to learn the lesson that way, but this is the only way that works is for you to realize that you dictating the haircut is not the way to get the haircut you want.
Yeah. Yep. They got to know, they got to learn the hard, tough love.
Yeah, right, tough love. So you join Young Living. Did you know anything about the history of this company and the founder of this company?
No.
Do you know now?
Not quite. No, I don't. And how, like, what's his deal? I know he like,
so yeah, Young Living likes to keep this under wraps. Obviously it's really bad. So I looked it up. His name is Gary Young or Donald Gary Young, Dr. Donald Gary Young. Uh-huh.
Is he even a doctor though?
Let me just pull up his rap sheet real quick. This is real fun. So this is from an individual. It's a personal blog that's called Gary Young Fraud Blogspot. Yeah. And it's this whole thing. It's like a whole website. So he's got all these things that he's done. So first of all, Gary Young is a direct descendant of Brigham Young, who is like, you know, the main guy in like the Mormon church, like very, very high up. So Gary Young is a direct descendant of Brigham Young. I'm sure it was a Mormon based company. It wouldn't make any sense to me knowing that at all. Okay. I figured. So not only does Dr. Gary Young have a relation to Brigham Young, he also has 5 arrests, 5 FDA warnings in 4 years, had lead in his supplements, killed his infant daughter, and actually was not a doctor. So there's so many things in this. I will link this in our show notes.
Infant daughter.
Yes. So the first arrest was in 1981. He says Gary Young is convicted of a misdemeanor for practicing medicine without a license in Spokane, Washington. He's hit with a 30-day in jail and a year-long probation. In 1982, a year later, Gary Young lacks any training in medicine, obstetrics, or midwifery, but he insists on delivering his wife's first baby in a hot tub. He leaves the baby underwater for an hour, and the otherwise normal and healthy infant drowned. The coroner said that the baby would have lived had she not been delivered in
underwater for an hour.
Underwater. So in 83, he was arrested again when an undercover police officer asked him if he would oversee a water birth for him. And so he declined that, but he offered prenatal care and cancer treatments. And he was arrested by Washington State Police for practicing medicine without a license again, and was convicted and was given a 60-day suspension and a full year again of probation for practicing without a license. So, I mean, he's done this twice in 3 years and nothing's happening. All kinds of stuff. I mean, there's so many things. He's arrested again in 88. Then he founded Young Living in 92 and is arrested again the next year for once again practicing medicine in Spokane without a license, and again pleads guilty. The fifth arrest is the same year, in September this time, and it says he was fired from Young Living Oils on September and is dismissed and terminated as the president after his fourth arrest, for fraudulently misrepresenting himself as a doctor to the stockholders and the misuse of the company funds to support his personal endeavors. Later that same day, he returns to the office, shoves his second wife down the stairs, and confronts his son and an employee at the back door with an axe, and he is taken away by authorities. His shaken victims are all issued protective orders by the Superior Court of Washington.
Oh my God, what a crazy motherfucker.
It just keeps going and going and going. His first FDA warning was in 1999. FDA warns of the drug use of Young Living's S-Pro 7. I don't even know what that is. Then there was a second FDA warning in October 2000, where the FDA issued a letter to Young Living warning the company to never again claim that its products treat, prevent, cure, or mitigate disease. Later that year in December, so 3 months later, they get another letter warning to them. And then again, the same year, this was the third was on December 20th. So I'm assuming it happened within the next 10 days of 2000, but they get a yet another letter of warning. And then the last one that they got was in 2002. And the FDA identified violations in labeling of Young Living Stevia dietary supplement. And then in 2015, a California nonprofit whose mission it is to safeguard the public from health hazards, independently tested Young Living supplements and found that 8 of their products contained dangerous levels of lead.
Oh my God.
And 20 days following the lead revelation, Gary Young resigned to pursue personal interests. And I believe he died within the last couple of years. But
he did? Oh.
There was kidney failure. I mean, it says a Young Living patient, Ann Adkins, sues Gary Young's clinic for kidney failure, which almost killed her. She has no history of kidney problems prior to receiving the treatments from Gary Young. In a Utah federal complaint, she alleges that Gary Young used dangerous and unproven therapies. I mean, this business is literally built on fraud and deception and illegal practices. And yet people still claim it's, you know, like oils from heaven that are going to cure everything. When you, because you didn't work the business, I'm sure you didn't, you weren't privy to any of that stuff, or maybe you were, but was there any time that your upline was like, hey, are you ever going to sell these? And tried to tout like the health benefits of them so that you could recruit others? Or were, when you
she
said I was a business
like
only, they didn't
drop hints about going to like, hey, you should come to, I'm having a little get together and a presentation. And I'm like, I'm working that day, which typically I was. I would never like miss out on a busy Saturday at the salon for something like that. After my Herbalife experience, I was like, no, like I would rather work the busiest day of the week in my business than to sit that out and talk about oils. And so I never made it to any of her like events, and she's a licensed hairdresser as well, because like the person that I signed up under is someone that I met also through roller derby. And so she like, because the last client that had introduced me to it was acting way crazy, I found out that this other friend of mine signed up, and I was like, dude, I want to get the kit. And she knew, and she was cool about it.
Like,
she was,
I want
cool
that
about it.
Discount on those really expensive oils, can you hook it
up?
Yeah.
and so like it was so funny, because the girl that had that I was doing her hair, like I hadn't spoken to her in a while, and she actually chair hopped on me. She like went to, she got her hair done, they had opened a Great Clips next to her salon, and she was starting to go over there, and then somebody gave her my information or something, and she too followed me on Instagram, and then she unfollowed. She like deleted me from Facebook. And that's why I was like, okay, whatever.
So and weird, right?
She texted me and was promoting some oils. And, you know, by that time I had signed up under my friend, and she was like, oh, do you, I have this oil promotion. And I was like, oh, you know what? I signed up for the company.
Did you feel guilty admitting that to her?
Hell no.
Oh, you didn't?
I,
okay.
I admitted it. I said
you're
it
like, I signed
head.
Up under somebody
I
else.
I told her on purpose. She's like, oh, you did? And I was like,
I
yeah.
guarantee
like,
she was angry that you didn't sign under her.
I hope she was mad. I hope she was big mad. I hope she was mad.
She was
fuck.
The biggest mad you could possibly be.
I
absolutely
hope she was mad as hell.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. I got really lucky with Abby because she is super self-sufficient at 12. She can make her own food, clean up after herself, and I rarely have to hound her about schoolwork. But other things don't, like having hard conversations about money and teaching financial responsibility. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, and the kids build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. They learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in fun, accessible ways. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up customized chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Nowadays, this is much safer than carrying around a plastic bag full of babysitting money that you're planning to spend on the newest single. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight, including us. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids. Sign up for Greenlight and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/MLM. That's greenlight.com/MLM to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/MLM.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
National Voter Registration Day is kind of a big deal. It's a yearly, nonpartisan holiday celebrating our democracy, and it's all about getting as many people as possible to, that's right, register to vote. So why is that important right now? Well, sure, local and state elections may not get as much attention as the midterms or the presidential elections, but they're still a super important way for you to use your voice to make an impact and help shape the future of your community. And one of the best parts? Registering to vote is really easy thanks to organizations like Headcount. Get registered there in minutes, and you won't have to worry about registration deadlines in your state. And then you'll be ready to participate in all of your upcoming local, state, and federal elections. That really is a big deal. Head to headcount.org/Spotify now to register. That's headcount.org/Spotify. See you at the polls.
She probably felt betrayed, which is so strange. But like, that is what, like, that is what we were like, that's just how you felt when you would try to get somebody and they would sign up under someone else. You'd be like, how dare they? How dare they disrespect me in that way? And it's just like, it's not. Literally everybody sells this oil. Like, you recruit your own competition constantly. Like, if I wanted to buy oils from somebody in an MLM, like, I guarantee you, I could post on my Facebook and go, who and my friend sells Young Living? And I would probably have 18 people message me within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. The other thing, because you said that you loved this Joy blend so much, I went and I Googled Young Living Joy Dupe. And I found that Revive Oils, I know you said you have enough until you die, but Revive Oils actually has a Joy blend. And it says Revive Joy is our version of Young Living Joy. Revive is a proprietary blend of bergamot peel, lemon peel, tangerine peel, ylang ylang, coriander seed, palm rosa herb, geranium leaf, jasmine flower extract, Roman chamomile flower, and rose flower essential oils. And it is $16 for 10 milliliters. $16.
So that less, Joy was like less than half the discount.
Less than half price. And it literally says it on the website that it's due
forever.
So that's, if anybody's so cool, listening and is like, I love Joy too, and I don't want to support
Revive Oils.
I'll put that in the show notes too. You can get it for $16. I don't get anything from this other than knowing that you're not supporting MLMs. That's what I get out of this.
I know. Yeah. You guys buy Revive Oils and
there's so many good plant therapy Revive. Even if you just like, if you want basic oils, I just go to like any sort of natural food store, like Sprouts, Whole Foods. There's one here that in my town called Barron's that's around. Gelson's probably has it. Any sort of
we have a Gelson's,
slightly fancier grocery store that has Whole Foods and supplements is going to, those natural grocery stores will have essential oils and you can get them for very cheap. And they're going to have all the super basics like the peppermint and the rose and the eucalyptus and the chamomile and all the basics that you can get them so cheap. So cheap. So if you need something, you don't need to join these companies to get these things. These products are available. All you got to do is Google. Google is your friend. Google exists. Type in whatever the product in the multi-level market, like type in the multi-level marketing company, the product, and then the word dupe, D-U-P-E, and it will come up and you can find duplicates. If you can't find them online, join Facebook groups. There's so many Facebook groups. There are MLM dupe Facebook groups. You can join them and say, hey, I love this. I've looked, I can't find it. Who else loved it? And what can you recommend? the anti-MLM movement and the community, aside from some people that like to hunt shame and make it a little toxic that we're working on, aside from that, it's just a lot of people that have been there and done that and don't want to see other people hurt the way that they were hurt. And we love sharing things that we found that are duplicates, that are money saving, life saving in terms of not being in a cult, friendship saving, relationship saving in terms of not being in a cult. And it's $16, you guys. It's less than half. It's a little bit more than a third of what it would cost.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Now that you're out and you're done and you're like, I'm done with multi-level marketing. Like, did you realize being in two of them or however many you had kidnapped, you see the same predatory culture? And did you just realize this is all the same? Like, this is all the same. I can't do this anymore. Like, they're all scared.
I'm like super thankful that like the Young Living, like my friend was not like
predatory.
She wasn't breathing down my neck about it. She would throw it out there every now and then. And I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. But I will say, like, you know, because I had they had like this essential rewards where you get points and you get free oils, but you had to buy a minimum of $50.
Right. So you have to buy all these oils you don't really need, which then you start giving them away in giveaways to get people to join your group, or you start giving them as gifts to people who are like, I don't want this. And you're like, here, I got you this for Christmas. It's $50. And this person's like, I don't even want this though. So it's worth nothing to me. Stop giving me your pyramid scheme crap.
I still have them and I still use them.
Right. And that's another thing that I tell people, like, if you purchased things with your hard-earned money, don't just throw them away unless they're harmful to you. If they're harmful to you, like the shakes are harmful, or you have an allergic reaction, or you put the cream on your face and it burns, obviously don't use it. But if you have something that works for you and you spent your hard-earned money on it, you don't need to feel shame continuing to use it to the bottom of the product, because again, like, you spent your money on this, and if it works for you, use it. The thing is, don't purchase it again. Find a duplicate, find something better, do a little bit of research, ask around, reach out to people and say, I'm looking for this. I don't want to support these predatory business practices anymore. I realize that they're scams. Help me out. And so, like, if you've got it and it works for you, use it, but don't continue to support these practices. That's the preaching here.
Yeah, the people on the phone though, because you can't click a button on the website to quit essential rewards. You have to get on the phone, get on hold, and call. So I like, even that, I had put it off for a couple more months than I should have.
And like, how long was that conversation? Because I'm sure they kept you on there trying to get you to stay for how long?
It was a little bit of a back and forth because the lady on the phone was like, well, you still have points to use. And I was like, so? So you don't want to redeem them? I was like, I kind of don't give a fuck about the points. No, I don't want to redeem them. Well, do you have any gifts you want to buy to people? I'm like, no, but you're going to walk away on points. I'm like, I don't care. Because she wanted to know why I was leaving. And I'm like, I have too many oils. I'm done. Like, I have repeats. Like, these oils are getting played out to me, and if I want to keep using them, I need to stop buying them. I'm getting in over my head in oils.
That's how I felt a few years ago with buying makeup palettes. I had this really crazy makeup palette obsession, and I've got palettes that I've never even used.
Yeah,
look at my collection, and it's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I have a compulsive need to buy them, and I can't figure it out.
I'm like that with succulents now.
That's actually a lot healthier than makeup palettes. I'm telling you, the amount of money I have in makeup palettes, I'm just like, luckily I do makeup at work for like brides and photo shoots and stuff. So I'm like, at least I can use this in my work. But I'm just like, why did I buy so many? And they're all the same colors.
Yeah.
They're all like neutral palettes, pinks and reds and pinks and golds and pinks. I'm just like, these are I'm like, look, I have this exact same shade in a loose, in a pigment, in a glitter, in a matte, in a satin,
in a cream.
Yeah. And it's like, you like that color, huh? I'm like, I guess. I've been drawn to it many times. Oh man. So now you're done. And how does it feel to be like on the other side and like being woke on this, like, these are scams?
I mean, I get to like live my own life, I guess, and be happy with it. I'm going back to school.
Okay. What are you going back to school for?
I want to take the instructor training for cosmetology.
Always thought about doing that too. And the other thing I would like to go to back to school
600 hours
is that's it. Yep. I would like to go back to school and get my barbering license.
Oh, the crossover. Yes. Yes.
Because I would love, not that I would offer like hot shaves and things like that, but I would love to offer, I would love to get better at fade services. I'm pretty much the person in the salon that does the most men, probably because I'm sassy and they're like, I like her. She's sassy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely something I've thought of, like, maybe I should just get my barber certificate. Like, why not? Yeah. Why not add more value to my business? That's incredible. Congratulations. That's So you want to be a beauty school instructor?
I do. And I've always wanted to be like an educator, and even like being like, when I was involved in like Herbalife and stuff, they're like, you could be in front talking. I'm like, I mean, I can, but I still can now in front of students. So whatever.
Right. Yeah. They got me
on
my
terms. I could do it. I could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I could do it on my terms in like something that I really do love. I love doing hair, and I can like do it in a relatable way.
Yeah.
With hairstyling.
I mean, I just think education, like, even if you're working at a beauty school or you're working for a company, like I used to do education for Paul Mitchell and Alterna, and it was really fun, you know, like going into the salons, doing product knowledge, doing haircut classes, doing color placement techniques. That's what I did with Paul Mitchell, was like a lot of color placements. Cause you know, Paul Mitchell comes out with like all their ridiculous collections of placements of foil patterns and color blocking. And so that was really fun too. And I did look into doing instructor, like beauty school stuff as well, because I do love hair, but after 20 years, you know, I have sciatica issues now. I have spinal canal stenosis in my L4 and L5. So I can't stand for long periods of time. Luckily I don't have the carpal tunnel that people get. But I have it in my back because I'm the kind of person that's like, oh, you don't need to move your head. I'll move around you. And so I literally have destroyed my body. The first 20 years of my life, I was a dancer and a cheerleader, competition level.
Cool.
And, you know, like destroyed my body in the athletic field. And then I went into the cosmetology field and then destroyed it by like just standing all day and like working way too much. So, you know, I will say that the education aspect of it was very tempting to be, to really full circle. Like, okay, I've done this for 20 years. Now I want to teach you how to do
something
it.
Something to so that's like really retire fun. Into.
And then not in a Marinello school.
Nope. They're all gone.
Yeah.
So
that's really
cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations on even.
Thank you.
That's such a really, really cool, next step for you.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
awesome.
I
love
it.
To hear these, like, this is my favorite part of like at the end of these where we talk and you talk about your life after MLM, where now you're a licensed cosmetologist, you're killing it, you're making bank, you're being paid what you're worth for your hours. It's not even that you're working for no time. Like, your time is being paid. Like, you are making that money for those minutes you are standing and working. And you're creating generating income that actually will pay your bills and you can't save and will create things in the future for you, which is wonderful. Cosmetology is a fantastic industry to be in. Like I said before, everybody needs haircuts, you know? So that's amazing. Like, that makes me really happy to know that you have such a positive future past MLM.
Yeah,
that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you got out too.
Yeah, you know, it's so strange on the other side. Did you?
Yes. And how crazy, because that's like, you were, so if you're in San Diego, you were driving a long time to get to that Corona. I see that off the 91 freeway, that big building.
Yeah, they actually don't even own that building anymore. It was liquidated. So that big LuLaRoe, like right off the 91, I think it's like the, I want to say the 5, but it might not be the 5.
The 15.
And it's the 15. Okay. The 15 and the 91. It's like right there. And it had that big sign. It was in the documentary. Yep. That building doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the building exists, but it's not a LuLaRoe building anymore. Yeah. Yeah. The documentary, that was a really fun. I did that in 2018, I think. 2018. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot has changed obviously, and so many more things. And like, now I have this podcast and now I'm actually talking to other victims. And that was one of the reasons I did this, was I didn't want, like, everyone's already heard my story. And if you haven't, Google my name and watch the documentary. But everyone's heard my story. And I was like, nobody needs to hear my story over and over and over again. Like, let's tell other people's story, because my story is not unique. The only thing unique about me was I was willing to speak at a time that no one else was. That's really the only thing that's unique about me. Nothing else in my experience of MLM is different or like shocking that other people are. So many people are like, your story is my story. And then I'll read other people's blog posts and I'm like, oh my God, your story is my story too. And so, like, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to tell other people's stories, like your story, Liz, like getting in and being recruited by friends and like breaking your leg and not having any other options and deciding this is a scam and getting a legitimate job and going to school and I mean, I think it's great that your school sort of took you out of the MLM accidentally, because you were at school and you couldn't go to these things on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And now here you are, and it's great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So at the very end of these, I like to do the rapid fire questions. Five questions.
Okay.
Nothing serious, just whatever comes to your mind first.
Okay.
All right, Liz. So one word that encompasses how you feel about multi-level marketing.
Shitty.
One warning to somebody who wants to join multi-level marketing.
If it feels off, it probably is.
Listen,
if it's
to your
too
gut.
Good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm. That's that. You are not the first person to say that either. Worst MLM in your opinion.
Damn, I'm gonna have to give it to Herbalife.
Yeah,
because it took the most of my time, and the person that, you know, got me in there. It makes me really upset to see that she just used people, and pretty much she ran off. She doesn't live in the country anymore.
Wait, what? That's a
little shame. Went to live abroad. And
to recruit in another country or what?
Dude, I don't know about that, but she wanted to backpack around the world and get on her Eat Pray Love. And yeah, and she got stuck in another country with the pandemic.
Oh, snap.
She could have gone home. She could have gone home. She likes to say she was willfully stuck in another country or whatever. And just, she's being a colonizer.
Absolutely.
She's being a total
Oh my God, she's an Herbalife colonizer for sure.
She is, because she's stuck in a Latin country. And
no.
Yeah.
Is she also Latina? Did I ask you that?
No.
She's not,
though. That's why she's a colonizer. Oh, my
God. Okay, okay.
I don't think she's recruited anyone or anything. I she doesn't really put, the business on her socials, and she hadn't for a long time.
Nobody would ever open those messages if she had a personal trainer
and now she's a little blogger, travel blogger,
these faux influencers, these MLM faux influencers. I need to get an actual influencer on here so we can talk about the MLM influencers and how that really messes with their industry as well.
Yeah. And so I just think it's pretty awful with how the, I know this is not rapid fire anymore, but I just think it's pretty awful totally fine. With how the pandemic happened and how a lot of really bad things happened, with civil unrest. And she said nothing. She was quiet. And yeah. And you're off, out, surfing in the morning, and she's made me feel super. There were times when we would go to the big events, we would have to travel, and I would I was indirectly shamed for being a stoner, but now she gets to take ayahuasca.
There's no shame. This podcast is 420 friendly. There's no shame. This podcast is whatever you want to be friendly, except if you're in an MLM. That's really the only thing that I am against. Whatever you want to do, as long as you aren't harming others, go on with your bad self.
I just hate how she's like back then she would make me feel bad, if I wanted a party or whatever. And then now you get to fucking go outside the country and do ayahuasca and talk about how you battled your demons and stuff.
Herbalife is her demon, though. That's what's so ironic, is she doesn't even notice.
That's
insane. Jeez. Someone was talking about somebody taking ayahuasca in one of these anti-MLM groups, and it was a bunch of dudes that were doing it, and I was like, ooh, ayahuasca with hun bros, that sounds like a fun time. Yikes. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Ass. Okay, so hardest lesson that you learned while in multi-level marketing.
Hardest lesson that I learned while in multi-level marketing. Gosh. Several. God, yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Several. I mean, you can literally lose your friends that were your real friends, and because you think that these fake ass people were befriending you.
Yeah, a lot. That's a lot too. You lose the people that actually care about you because you believe what the people in the cult are telling you.
Yeah.
And even excommunicating yourself from outside sources and losing real friends. Yeah, for sure. That is a really hard lesson that I think a lot of people don't fully grasp what can happen when you become so loyal to your company. And the last one, which is, I think, my favorite one. This one is, the answers are just great. And the question is, a positive takeaway from your time in multi-level marketing, something that you learned that's good that you still use to this day.
I know how to run my own business, a real one.
You were in a negative, nasty business, so you took the good and left the bad and learned how to run your own business and have your own customer service that's legitimate.
Yeah.
That is an amazing positive takeaway. Amazing. Yes. That same, there were things like that with me too. I learned how to do things. I learned I was a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah.
That's one that that's I think mine, but yeah, and here's the thing, there are so many legitimate things in multi-level marketing. I mean, multi-level marketing isn't, but they adopt legitimate practices. So when you're in, you think, oh, well, this is a real business because real businesses do this too.
Right.
But those are all, tactics to keep you in and to keep you, having faith and believing in the scam so that you continue to buy the products and you continue to recruit people in and you continue to stay, even when you know it's bad for you, even when you want to leave. It's all part of it. So the positive takeaway of you learning that and being able to use it in your daily life, I think that's fantastic.
I do too.
So, yeah. So that's awesome. Liz, thank you so much for coming and talking to me. Obviously another two-parter, like we get into these podcasts and I'm like, oh, we'll get it through. And everybody just wants to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to listen at this point. I mean, it's fantastic. So thank you so much for being vulnerable.
If they don't want to listen, it's because they're involved.
Right. Drop that truth, girl. If they don't want to listen, we're not the haters here. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't want to listen, you're just not ready to listen. And if you're not ready to listen, that's okay. Come back next week or come back in a month or come back a year from now. This information will still be here. I'll still be here. You can still message me. I will still not shame you or tell you you're stupid. I will come from a place of compassion. If you want to tell your story, like I always say at the end of these, email me, hit me up, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. If I don't get back to you for a while, it's okay. There are so many emails. I'm literally going week by week. So I always say this too. If you don't hear from me, just wait longer. I promise I'll get to you. If you want to talk to me, you will be on the show. Don't worry. Thank you again. Love, love, love. Amazing. From one hairstylist to another hairstylist, like represent, like woo, like scissors all the way. I love the women empowerment of the after MLM movement. And I'm so happy that you are thriving, not the MLM thrive, but that you are thriving in your life and that you are doing well and that you are just, you're glowing. You're just, again, I told you guys that she's gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this podcast, like, subscribe, download, whatever. We post new episodes on Sunday mornings. So you can listen with your cup of coffee or you can listen on your way to work the next day. Until next time, you know, this is Life After MLM. And thank you so much again. You are incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share with all of your anti-MLM friends as well. See you next time.